You're listening to The Urban Empowerment and Inspiration Station, 1680 WOKB.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Now, Mike, do you remember that, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one right there, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh, yeah.
I had to go back one time. I only had to go back just a little bit for you, Mike. Just a little bit for you. I only did that just for you, Mike. You know why I did that?
I can't hear you.
I said, you know why I did that?
Why did you do that?
Lynn, do you know why I did that?
No.
Gary, do you know why I did that?
Because you're a good man.
Why did you do that?
Because it's our birthday.
That's right. It's our anniversary
Happy
show.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Maybe I turned down your... Yeah. All right, which one are you? Let's see.
This is Blind and Beyond, and this is your host, Michael. And this is our anniversary show.
Yay, yay.
I'm here with Lynn Golder to my right. Lynn, you there?
I'm here, same time,
our executive producer.
Welcome, everybody, to the April 2nd, one-year anniversary show of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And I'm here with our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary?
Yes, sir, I am here.
And I'm here behind the scenes, 1 year, the man of the hour, as far as I'm concerned, the man that makes it all happen, Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. Hey. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Same to you. All right.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, what can I say? This is Blind and Beyond, and this is our anniversary show. And for those that are just turning in for the first time, this is a show that's, well, for us, the low vision and the blind community, and we say we are the bridge between us and the sighted folks. And if you're sighted, I hope you'll listen to the show. Hope you'll get a kick out of our show. And if you're visually impaired and blind, well, it's great to have our own show. For those of us who are blind, Gary Sinclair and myself, well, what can we say? Gary, what do you have to say?
All I got to say is that is one beautiful year. It went so quick. Seems like we just started just a couple days ago.
And I want to thank, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the Lighthouse in Central Florida, Lee Nasahi and Kyle Johnson. I want to thank everybody over there, Richard Aline.
We do thank you.
I want to thank you all. And guess what? Yes, they just signed up for another year. That's right. They signed up to March 2018. That means we'll be on for another year.
They're stuck with us now for another year.
Another year. That's right.
We love it. We love it.
So I guess things are moving along. Today, I want you to remember this phone number, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Because I'd like you to call in. For those who have been listening to the show for a while, for those who, let's just say, love the show, some of you, like myself, want, and I have to say, need this show. I know I do. I know Gary does, and I do. Quite a few other out people listening out there, they can't wait for this show to begin because it's part of us. What do you have to say, Gary?
I'm so proud to be part of this show. Been doing radio now, all of us, for about 3.5 years. But this show, we came back strong. We came back big. We have a terrific audience this year. And it's so uplifting to me to be able to reach out and help others, because there's certain things I can do and there's certain things I can't do. But there's one thing I know how to do, and that's run my mouth, like Michael. And that's getting out there and getting with y'all people. And whenever you got a problem, we're here to help solve it for you or guide you in the direction you need to go to get that help. And which we've had in the past, haven't we, Michael? We've had people call in and didn't know which way to go. One guy was almost, I would say, almost ready to end it all. But he came to us for help, and we were there, and he succeeded, and he moved on. Right, Michael?
Yep. Yeah, well, listen, 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
I also would like to thank, well, Gary's here, so I can thank you personally, Gary, for hanging in with us all these years. We love having you with us and being part of the show. And, of course, I would like to thank Sheila and Charles, Sheila Young and Charles Brooks, and Dawn Brooks for being part of our gang and being part of the show.
Well, there's a lot of people behind the scenes, a lot of people calling our listeners.
Well, they're our co-hosts.
Yes,
so
yes.
I want to make sure we give a special thanks.
But there's a lot of people out there that call in regularly.
That's right.
And you know what? Today, maybe you'll be kind to everyone and just give us a shout out. Maybe it would be just pick up the phone and call 407-894-1680.
Yeah, it's even out there.
And tell
Facebook.
Us. You like the show. Tell us why you listen to the show. Maybe you look forward to the show. So maybe you call in and tell us about the show. It'd be nice to hear from you.
Or maybe they don't like the
show. For those folks in Pennsylvania and Iowa and all over the country and Georgia, maybe you'll call in and you'll say why you like the show. It'd be nice to hear from you. It really would.
And you know what makes a show really grow, Michael? And that's what we tell everybody out there. Pass the word to one other person. If everybody out there and passed the word to one more person, we would double our audience, and which we're big now. And that one more person can help another person, and it just grows and grows and grows.
Hey, can I get a few things?
Absolutely.
I got a song just for you. I want you to check it out.
I can hardly hear you, Chris.
I can hear him well.
I can hardly hear him.
So I'll be over there. I'll come over. Give me a minute.
Okay.
But I got a song just for you, and I truly think that you'll like it. I just wanted to play a little clip of it. Happy
Very
anniversary.
Good.
I love it. I love it.
Tony, right love here. It. So just for those of you that don't know, that was a group from way back in my day when we used to wear Chris colored clothes,
yeah.
Our clothes on backwards.
You can play some more later. We'll just keep playing.
Oh, you had clothes?
Yeah, he had the clothes.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
All right. I got to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Right now.
Uh-oh. Wait.
As a sighted person, what is your opinion? What is your opinion of Blind and Beyond? Have you learned anything been on this show?
You're putting them on the spot.
Whew. I'm sweating over here, Mike. Wait a minute. Okay. Yes, I did. I truly learned, and I appreciate you all for when we first met. You guys spanked my hand a couple of times and put me in place. And then I had a few tests that I had to go through walking around my house with a blindfold on.
Yeah.
And I hit my knee.
I give you that test.
So, but I truly understand, and it's more imperative now. And when I learn from you all, I go out and I explain it to everybody else, because I tell people, you know, they see me eating carrots now more than ever. And it's like, why you eating carrots? Hey, man, carrots are good for your eyes. So, you know, and I know, you know, we know carrots are good for your eyes, but that if you go blind, you're going to go blind.
That's right.
I know that there's help. You don't have to be in here by yourself.
You
got
Chris,
a support system.
Chris, I've watched, you know, I'm not only on the show as a co-host, but I don't miss a week listening to the show when I'm not here. And even when I'm here and when I'm listening at home, it seems like you learn something new every week. You go, oh my God.
Yes.
Did you? And so you have learned, your knowledge is so much more.
And the thing, what hurt my feelings the most is some of the testimonies that I heard when people when they went blind, how their spouses left them.
Absolutely.
How some family members just said, hey, I don't know what to do. I give up. And people just split. And you think that when you at your lowest or when you are down and out, you have somebody there to support you. And it just really, it hurt me. And I felt some kind of way, like I really wanted to go find those people for you and just say, hey, let me tell you something about yourself. But it's a learning and a living testimony that each and every week you bring someone in here that can come out, give us a testimony and tell us that even though it happened to them, they still pushing. They're still learning, and they're still going and fighting for more. So each and every week, if I don't know anything else or I don't learn anything else, life does not stop. You keep pushing. You keep going, and you fight until you can't fight no more.
Absolutely.
That's very good.
Very beautifully put.
Now listen, folks, out there, you'll be hearing me say a lot tonight. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The phones are open. We'd like to hear from you wherever you are. Call us in. Like to hear about what you think of the show. I hope you like the show. I hope your show means to you what we,
let's
just say, what we think the show's all about. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, costs you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. And this is our anniversary show. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you enjoy this show, if you look forward to this show, maybe you'll give us a call and tell us that you like it, that you listen. And why do you like it? And I'm going to say this right now. When you call in, give your name, because the first, let's just say not first, but the best three callers who have something to say, the best three callers get a $10 gift card. Okay? So three callers who call in.
Tell us in your story.
Tell us your story.
Who's
we'll
voting?
Vote on it.
Who's voting?
We'll vote
oh,
on.
The three of us are voting?
Yeah, we'll vote on the best okay. three.
And Chris, four of us are voting.
Four of us. We'll vote on the best three to call in today, and we'll give you a $10 gift card. Okay?
But you're going to hang in to the end of the show to find out who won.
Well, we can right? tell them at the end of the show who won.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what
the
he first, just said.
Yeah, those
yeah.
three.
Right.
So if there's... you know what? I'm going to do it early. I want to do a trivia.
You,
Chris,
itch for
you around?
You can't. Chris left this.
Oh, Chris
for a
left
minute.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, he left town.
We're driving. That we're floating the boat by ourselves.
Okay. Wait. No captain.
Nope.
No captain.
Nope,
okay.
Nope, nope. He went to the other studio for a minute.
Listen, folks. If you're out there, you got something to say, pick up the phone 407-894-1680. And let us know if you like the show.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got opinions.
Chris, you back?
He's back.
No. Chris,
he's got a caller.
He's got a
See,
caller.
The callers
he's
are
busy.
Coming in now.
Oh, okay. Here comes our calls. We're going to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
We got to go to trivia after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They can't be calling in for trivia. We didn't do it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. These are people that like
Who's on the line?
Yeah. They call and hung up.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh
I guess they got
goodness.
Nervous when I answered
Scared.
The phone.
Wow.
Okay, let's
All
go
right.
to trivia.
So they don't have the motivational moment that
there
they need.
Go.
But call back, caller 407-894-1680.
We're going to go to trivia now.
Okay.
First, who is singing this song? This was a very big song.
Back in
big
my
group.
Day.
Who is singing this song? Okay, so who is singing that song?
I know we have callers.
407-894-1680. What?
We have call. He's flooded there. He's trying to take the calls.
Okay. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
We've got callers on hold. I have to wait for him to announce
Okay.
them.
So, phones are ringing. Who's online?
Oh, I can take that caller? Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back. It's Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Hey,
how you doing, Betty?
Hello, Betty.
Congratulations on your first year.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Betty.
You, Betty.
And we've been listening all the time you've been on, you know, and we love it. And I want to tell the people that are visually impaired, keep busy doing something.
Absolutely.
That's what you do, right?
Absolutely.
I do. All the time.
So why do you like listening to this show, Betty, from Palmyra?
Well, I like listening to Gary and Lynn and you, and I like to listen to Charles, you know, the different people that call in. It's also interesting in Lighthouse. is always interesting too. They have some wonderful things to offer.
Well, that's I'm sure they're listening and they appreciate that comment. Well, thank you, and say hi to Paul for us.
Yes,
I will.
Yes, do that. Thank you for calling in.
Keep on listening.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye bye.
You know, before we go any further, I want to thank World Services for the Blind.
That's right.
Yep. Out of Little Rock, Arkansas, for being a sponsor. I want to thank KDK out of Orlando, Florida, financial people and CPA.
And our other
Bernie,
advertisers.
KDK is another sponsor, but a long time on the radio show. I've been here since we started, KDK. I want to thank
Eastside Eyewear out of Toronto.
I want to thank
Orcam.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we wish Carlos speedy recovery.
Yeah, Carlos was supposed to be on today, but he was sick.
He doesn't feel well, but we'll see him 2 weeks.
Here in a few weeks, he'll come back when he's feeling better.
To demonstrate the Orcam glasses. We have a caller for trivia right now.
We have a caller for trivia?
What are you doing?
Yes, we do. I'm congratulating because we got a first-time caller.
I see that. I didn't recognize the name. We have Katrina from Ocoee, Florida. First-time caller. Hi, Katrina.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
It's the Everly Brothers with Unchained Melody.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're close, but it's not the Everly Brothers. I'm sorry.
The Unchained Melody?
It's Unchained Melody, but it's not the Everly Brothers. No. But thank you so much for calling.
Before you go, how did you know her?
The Righteous Brothers. Hello?
Oh,
the Righteous Brothers?
The Righteous Brothers. You got the Righteous Brothers.
There you go.
The Righteous Brothers.
All right.
You got it. Righteous Brothers. You got it. You got it.
I got a little.
He made you
nervous. I got my groups mixed up. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Fantastic.
See, listen to Blind and Beyond.
How'd you hear about our show?
I heard about it from one of our relatives.
Very good.
Okay.
Word of mouth. Now you need to pass the word.
Yes. And keep wanting to listen in. It pays to listen. Yep. You just won a $10 gift card. Don't hang up. Give your name and address so we can send you the $10 gift card. Okay?
And happy anniversary to you all.
Thank you so much. Miss Katrina, did you want to give us a no-fire anniversary? Because I heard you do a little something, too.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Blind Sign Radio Show. Happy birthday to you.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Not only did she win, but she's a singer, too.
All right.
There you go.
She's a good score.
Thank you so much.
Hold on one moment, Katrina.
Keep on listening.
Thank you. And I'll tell someone else.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
First time listener. That's going to be a dedicated listener, I think.
Yep.
Around the corner.
Yep. Ocoee, Florida.
Yeah, right around the corner. All right.
Did you know that was the Righteous Brothers, Gary?
No.
I thought she was going to fall over her chair when you said no.
I was waiting for Nancy to call in because that's one of Nancy's.
She probably figures she.
She loves
she knew
that
it,
group.
She wanted to get somebody else.
If you
recall, Michael, I know The Rolling Stones by Mick Jagger.
We're just having fun tonight. If you notice, we don't have anything scheduled per se like we always do. We want the show to be for you and to have fun and to celebrate
and
our
call
anniversary
in.
With us.
Yeah. So. And for those folks who are listening for the first time, maybe now you'll say, you know what? I now know some blind folks. You know, they're real people.
Absolutely.
Because I admit, before I went blind, I didn't know a blind person. I admit, Gary, before you went blind, did you know a blind person?
Maybe in the service.
I heard of one, but I never met one. No.
You never met one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you ever talk to one?
No.
No, I neither did either.
No.
So now you can hear that we exist, that we're regular people. We're not lepers.
No.
I've been called a lot of things since I've been blind.
I know you learned something, Michael, that you hadn't talked about.
What's that?
The difference between low vision, no vision, and a peekaboo window.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's definitely true. Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about that right now. Yeah. Let me explain something to you folks, for those who don't know. I've been through the whole gamut, from sighted, totally sighted. I didn't have to wear glasses driving a car. Never had a problem. at all with my eyes? Never. Then one day, you snap your fingers, and you're blind. Now, when I say I'm blind, my family thinks I'm blind, and I say I'm blind, but I have a little bit of vision. Not much.
Peekaboo.
But I have a little bit. For instance, Gary's on the other side of the table. I cannot see Gary. Lynn, I can see. She's wearing some type of a white blouse because I can see the difference between a white and black. I can see the white blouse. But I see shadows. Okay? I can walk around, and God bless, I can walk around because I have a little bit of sight. Now, what happened was about 6 weeks ago,
yep.
had an operation. And for about 2 weeks, I had no vision, mm-hmm. none, zero. Just like Gary is talking about, no vision. And you know what? I have some friends, God bless them, Gary and Sheila and a lot of the folks that I'm friendly with, the Spoons and...
Charles.
Charles can see.
Charles has a little bit of vision. That's right.
We can't see.
Jason has a little bit of vision.
Yeah, Dan is totally blind.
But, and Sherry...
Sherry Brun. She's totally blind.
She's totally blind. And my very good friend.
Patty.
I'll talk about him in a few minutes.
And our old friend
my buddy who passed away, Joe Polano. Mm-hmm. We're going to play something for him a little bit. And I learned the difference about that little window. And when I tell you there's a big, big, big difference between someone who has no vision and someone who has a tiny bit mm-hmm. of vision. That little nothing vision is a big difference, let me just tell you. And I don't make light of it because, see, if the sighted is a 10, maybe I'm a 1. And you say, well, you can't do everything, you're a 1. But you know what? When you're 1, go to 0, there's a big difference.
Now, what else did you learn about that?
Wait 1 second, Gary.
Okay.
So the point is very simple. What I learned was when you have some sight, whatever it may be, be grateful for whatever you have. Be grateful for whatever you have. And I hear people all the time, they're not grateful. They're not grateful for nothing. People that are blind, they're totally blind. My answer to you, are you grateful? No, I'm blind. I said, well, guess what? Can you walk? Do you have legs? Do you have arms? Can you walk around? Are you in good health? You should be glad that you're living. Because each step, you have to be grateful for something. Because as long as you're, they say, above ground, you should be grateful for something. And I'm grateful right now, and I admit it to my friends who are listening, that at least I can say I'm a 1. I'm not 0. I'm a 1. I have a little vision. And I learned different things from Gary that ends up being a lot. I learned things like trailing.
That's what I was getting at,
I learned
at,
a lot of things about how to walk around and touch things and not take things for granted, to fall down. I learned how to use my cane, and I feel, you know what, my cane, I love my cane. I don't go anywhere without my cane. Even when I go outside around my house, I take my cane. You know why? It's my security blanket. It's my security blanket because even though I know where I'm going, the only time I don't use my cane is inside my house. Inside my house.
It's also your identification.
Outside,
it's your identification.
Yeah, I was just going there. When you have your cane, people who see you walking around, they know that you're visually impaired. So if there's a problem, I go outside. All my neighbors know that I'm blind. And I want them to, because I'll tell you one reason. They could be walking by, and they might say, hello, and I don't answer them. And now I say hello. But I'll always say, now, I'm sorry, I can't see you. Who is it? And they'll say, oh, it's Jack around the corner, or it's your neighbor in back. But I'll always say, who is it? I can't see you. So the point is, when you have a cane, well, it's a big plus. Not only that, but when I go anywhere, if I bump over somebody, they'll say, excuse me, and I'll say, excuse me, because back in the day, I didn't have a cane. Well, then they can think that you're doing something bad because you're touching them by mistake or whatever it may be. And I'll never forget, it happened to me when I first went blind. A woman, I was in a supermarket, and I touched her back or something, and she got upset with me. But I didn't have my cane back then. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't see you. And she, like got really PO'd at me. But you know what? Same situations happen now. I'm with my cane. People react differently completely. So remember one thing. If you are visually impaired, go out with a cane. The best thing for everybody concerned, you as well as your friend. Don't be worried about being embarrassed. That's a joke, be embarrassed. Embarrassed, to me, is yourself, because you should feel secure within yourself. The only way that you should not feel good about yourself is if you're stupid. If you're smart, which I know most of you are, you're listening to this show, you got to be smart, then you should do the right thing. First of all, you go outside, you see someone, even though you can't see them in your eyes, but you can feel someone's there, you should say, who's there? You should always ask, and always take your cane with you. And don't be concerned about what people think. Just tell them you're blind. People treat you differently. Remember that.
Unless we remember them.
If you got anybody on the show that wants to call up and say hello, say they got something to say, call up now, 407-894-1680.
Well, I don't think
you should remind people if they don't have a cane, where to go for a cane and what to do.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Because there might be some people out there that are just losing their vision.
Well, then you go.
They don't know anything. Then like you didn't know anything.
In Florida, you call the Lighthouse. In any other parts of the country, if you're in Arkansas, you go over to Little Rock, you go to World Service of the Blind. If you are in Louisiana, go to Little Rock and New Orleans or Baton Rouge. Go to some place. And if you call them up, find out about.
If you can't find something like a school right away, get a hold of the state Division of Blind Services. They will direct you to a school.
Oh, well, I just heard a story. Pardon me. I just heard a story. I forgot. I just told. Someone told me a story. It came to our house. It was taken care of by father-in-law. And they said their grandchild is visually impaired. I said, no kidding. I said, did you know there's someone? Where does he live? And they said, in Leesburg, Florida. I said, did you know in Leesburg? You got
New Vision for Independence.
Yeah. And they said, no, they didn't know that. I said, you know that you can go to the service there and they'll help you out. They don't charge you. You'll meet other people who are blind and they'll teach you and they'll welcome you. And if you need things, if you can go get a job, Yeah, they'll help you go get a job with the state of Florida. They'll give you things free to help you. They'll teach you. That's only if you ask. You want to learn how to use a computer, how to go on the internet, they'll teach you.
If you're going to work, they'll help you with things that help you at work.
Gary, I'm sure you can, you know the phone number by heart for Lighthouse Central Florida to help anybody in the Metro Orlando area. Do you know it right now?
407-423.
No.
407-898-2483.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I guess 407-898-2483.
Yeah, you call them, and even if you don't live in the Orlando area, and they said that if you're in Kalamazoo and you don't know where to call, just call the Lighthouse Central Florida.
And don't forget to tell them the Blind and Beyond radio show is where you heard it from.
You know, I learned at the Lighthouse how to use a microwave. Yeah. I was proud of myself. Now, you're going to laugh, all of you people, but you have to understand something.
He uses the Braille bumps.
Let me explain something to you.
The dots.
I know you're going to laugh when I'm going to tell you this, but this is the truth. When I was sighted, I couldn't use a microwave.
That's true.
When I was sighted, I couldn't do a lot of things.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Michael didn't.
Say that one more time. Michael,
when I was sighted. When I was sighted.
When I was.
When I was sighted, right?
Okay.
When it came to the kitchen, I knew nothing. I didn't know how to put a microwave on. I didn't know anything.
Anything.
I didn't know how to.
He knows how to go to the deli and buy deli.
I could tell you other stories about when my eggs I put on the counter, they're rolling off, and the kids were laughing. I was going to make them eggs.
What?
And the eggs
not in my,
rolled
not
off
in our house.
And fell on the floor.
This is pre-Lynn.
I'll tell you how bad this was.
She had to clean it up first. She said, not in my house.
No, listen to me. This was pre-Lynn.
Pre-me.
I was a single man with kids. Sighted. And I was in the kitchen. And I must have told this many years ago on the show, but I'll tell you again. So I took the kids, and I'm going to give them bacon and eggs. First thing I do, I tell my youngest, I said, Desiree, I want you to put the bread in the toaster. And she was about, say, 3 years old at the time. And I said, okay, there it is. Put it in the toaster. Good. So she put it in the toaster. Then I put the eggs on the counter, and then I put the bacon in the pan. And then I said to the oldest, my nephew and my son, Brian, and my nephew, David, these guys were about at the time 9 and 10 years old. Okay, so let me ask you guys, who can tell me, do I put butter or oil in the pan for the bacon?
Huh?
And they both start laughing, and they both said, it doesn't make a difference which one you put in. So I put in a lot of butter for the bacon.
Huh?
Yeah. And then what happened was the eggs rolled on the floor and broke on the floor. I turned around. The toast was burning in the toaster. And then I noticed the bacon was on fire. It was a big fire.
Yes,
so
it
the
was.
Kid, the older two kids, my son and my nephew, were laughing. So my son says, what are we going to do for breakfast? So I said, I guess we're going out for breakfast.
Go to Perkins.
Going out for breakfast. But you see, now the story turns around.
That's when he could see.
Now that's what I could see. Now I'm blind. Today, I made my own breakfast, believe it or not. I went in the freezer, took out this tray that's eggs.
It's already.
And I put some holes in the tray.
It's already cooked.
It's already cooked, but I know how to do it.
Yeah.
I put holes in it. I go to the microwave. I have dots on my microwave.
Which you got at Lighthouse.
Yep, I got it at Lighthouse. Yeah. And I push the 6-minute button for the eggs.
And it's perfect.
And sure enough, it goes six. It rings. I shut it off. And I eat my eggs with potatoes and sausage. It was delicious.
But do you know he can make one thing manually very well?
That's right.
PBJ.
That's right.
Oh, I did every morning. Today I wanted eggs. But that's my every morning. I have my peanut butter and jelly. That I do all the time. Peanut butter and jelly. My favorite.
You're just a man of many talents, Michael.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
Makes meatloaf.
I even fed my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And that's right.
Fight it?
I gave him a lunch. I said, would you like to have a bologna sandwich?
Today.
Well, not today.
No,
some
a
other
couple
day.
Days ago.
But I said, you want a bologna sandwich? He says, yeah.
Because I'm just saying, Mike, from that first story you told, I don't think it was fair that you fed anybody anything.
No, but now that I'm, believe it or not, I'm better with the kitchen now that I'm blind. Hey. You know, I'll give you two reasons why. One, I want to prove to myself that I can do it.
Yes, sir.
Second, I don't want to listen to my wife yell at me.
For tearing up the kitchen.
The only thing she's going to say to me, Gary can do it. Sheila can do it.
Chris,
and they're totally blind.
Chris,
and you can do it. You can do it.
We almost named the show Meet the Golders.
I got to tell you a story too, Chris.
Yeah, I want to hear about your story and your cooking.
My story is because I'm totally blind.
How did you learn how to cook,
Gary? I've cooked all my life.
Oh, okay.
I've cooked since I was 8 years old.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I did.
I used to go out in the barn and cut me off a piece of deer steak and cook it. Yeah, I knew how to cook. So.
A real farmer.
This is a few years back now. Michael has a grandson named Steven.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we had
story.
The kids over one time to go swimming. And I said, Steven, I said, you know how to cook on a grill? He goes, no, I'm never allowed to do any cooking, and I don't know how to do anything. I said, well, come here. This is a blind man taking him to a gas grill. And I said, now come here. I said, you're going to cook the hamburgers. I'm going to tell you how to do it. He cooked those burgers, and he did very well, hot dogs and hamburgers. Now he's 18, and he's going to culinary art school. Because the blind man taught him how to cook burgers and got excited.
He wants to be a cook.
That makes me proud.
Gary's a good cook.
Okay.
Oh, Gary makes really well. You know, about the rice and beans.
Yeah, brought rice and beans in for you, Chris.
Okay, so y'all. Okay, I see what you're trying to do. Y'all trying to start something that's new. I know it's been a year. So y'all gonna make me go in the kitchen and show you how I get down in the kitchen.
There you go. It's your turn.
Okay, I'll bring you some great.
It's called show and tell.
I got some good peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to bring in.
Mike will be happy.
Let me just say this to you. In reference to this show, those folks who
sit
there.
People think we're goofy today, but that's okay.
And they say, I'm blind, I can't do anything. Well, I know there's more to life than your eyes. It really is. There's a lot more to life than your eyes because I know folks that have no vision, like Gary, like Sheila, like a lot of other people that have no vision whatsoever, and they can do something. So if you have a little bit of vision, then I know you can do something. And if you have no vision, I know people that can do something. So those people out there that have no vision or a little vision, you can get off your rear end and go try to do something. You know, there's an old expression, try to try and try to succeed is better if you try than never to try to see it at all.
We have a caller that would like to, I guess, say hello.
Okay, who is it?
It looks like Nancy from Eustis, Florida.
Nancy from Eustis, Florida. Nancy from Eustis.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Michael, Lynn, and Gary.
Hello.
I just want to wish you all a very happy first-year anniversary,
and I know
you're going to have many more successful years.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And to thank you for everything that you do for so many people. And someone else wants to say hello.
I think I hear Jackie.
I'm hearing somebody.
Here. Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, it's Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. You remember me, Jackie?
This is our granddaughter, Jackie.
Jackie Ashton.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. It's Jackie
you,
Ashton.
Yeah, we're having fun tonight, Jackie. We're just being silly tonight because it's our anniversary. Should I bring you a cupcake?
Oh, I think I hear the mama.
Yes, it's the mama.
It's the mama.
Hello.
Hey, mama.
Hi, Jennifer.
It's our daughter, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Aww.
Say hi to Chris and Gary, Jennifer.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing, Jennifer? Hey.
That's our youngest daughter.
Yeah, I hear it all in her voice.
I'm doing fine.
Okay, it's always a Jennifer, girl, go on with your bad self. Congratulations. Jennifer, you done got them in here blushing. They all red in the face right now. I wish you could see their face. I'm
she's
gonna
the mama
a
of three. She's
and
the mother
she's
of three.
Doctor. She's a
doctor.
She has her doctorate.
Oh, PhD doctor.
But I'm not a medical doctor.
No.
Not
PhD.
Things,
PhD doctor.
In education.
Doc, once a doc is always a doc. So you find doc.
Mother of three.
And they're from Georgia, am I right?
Yeah, they live in Georgia.
They're in Georgia, you down know. Here on vacation.
In Atlanta.
So, yeah, we're having fun tonight, Jennifer. Just doing what we want to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
have fun. We'll see you later.
Okay.
See you later.
Say hi to Brian.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, she's a mother of three.
I'm going to
An 18-year-old, a 15-year-old.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
And an 8-year-old.
Good show.
Thank you,
Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was a surprise.
That really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I think that's the first time she ever spoke to us on the radio.
I think so, yeah. Jackie's been on the air with us.
No, but I'm talking Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
So, now just talking about her son.
Yeah, we got another caller to take before we go on break. We got Carol from Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
Hey, Carol.
Hi.
Hey, Carol.
I'm in the car, so I won't film to follow along. My daughter's driving. And her four kids in the car, so they're quiet right now, but they might start yelling in a minute.
Carolyn.
Yes.
This is funny.
Yes.
Our kids just called, and they're from Atlanta, but they're down here in Orlando right now.
And
then you call from Atlanta. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's our anniversary show. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, well, I want to wish you a happy anniversary, and actually, I'll be moving closer to Orlando. We're moving next weekend.
Where you moving?
Yeah, we're moving to Brunswick, Georgia.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's not far. It's not that far.
No, it's just over the border.
Yeah. So, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Love you be around another year and more.
Maybe we can see you in Orlando. We'd love to see you in Orlando. We're going to break.
Right. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks for calling in.
Right,
we're going to break.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. OrCam Glasses. Remember that name, OrCam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, but these glasses help you to do it. Remember, OrCam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour.
I'm here with Gary Sinclair.
Happy to be back.
I'm here with Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
Yes, 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 Me yes, sir. Machine.
And I'm here with you that are listening, and you're not calling in, so you better call in. Hey, we're waiting for you to get off your rear end. Pick up the phone and dial 407-894-1680. That's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Maybe you'll tell us why you like listening to the show.
That's easy. That's easy to win something tonight just by telling us what
we said. The best three people who call in. Yeah. What,
Michael? I think we should do our thank yous again. Possibly people didn't tune in till the second hour, and we can thank once again the Lighthouse.
What second hour? Yeah. We'll thank them.
That's right.
Now, right now, I want to talk about Joe.
7:56.
Okay. Right now, I want to play a clip. My main man, who passed away last year, which we miss,
this
unbelievable.
Year.
As far as I was concerned,
last year,
that we used to always say it. There ain't no show without Joe. Joe yes. Pilano, we yep. love you, mm-hmm. we miss you, and I know you're listening
He's
to the
listening.
Show up there.
He's listening.
Yeah, listen to Joe.
The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity, and that was said by Amelia Earhart. Here's another one. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run, and that was said by Babe Ruth.
Motivational moments by the one, the only, the great, and I'm going to call him a legend, the legendary Joe Pilano.
That's right.
I just hear his voice and you know what I mean?
He was wonderful. He loved this show. And he used to call in. He used to do everything.
He was probably the number one. Don't take this wrong, Gary, but Joe was probably, the number one advocate for our show all over Florida. Yep. I mean, he just would spread the word.
He'd need anything, pick up the phone. He used to call advertisers for us. He did everything. Picked up the phone, called advertisers, got us advertisers.
Yeah.
Did everything.
The thing that I love most about Joe, to this day, how he just got on the bus, came right here and sat down in the studio with us live.
Yep,
a couple times the train he came up to the train,
and he was totally blind. Hear that, folks? He was totally blind.
He stayed at our house.
He would get
too.
On the train and come up to the show. He'd take a bus up to the show. Nothing stopped Joe.
I'll tell you what, though. One thing about Joe, he stayed at my house, too.
Could
that guy eat? He put Michael to shame.
Yeah, he used to love to eat. Yep. And have his wine.
Yeah. So, the best part is because he's got his twin brother and they both sound alike, Chris.
I know.
That's dynamite right there.
Yeah,
him
we
and
have
his
to
brother.
Find that clip one of these days.
If you can find that one.
I don't remember which show that was.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Joe Pilano.
You sighted folks was in out studio. There. Yep. The sighted folks listen to the show right now. I hope you're learning a lot about the blind community, about how we are, that we're real people. It could happen to you. Just remember one thing. Whoever thought that I was going to be blind?
That's probably the biggest lesson I've learned.
It could happen to anybody.
That it can happen to anybody. You can
anybody,
wake up
anytime. Mm-hmm. Just remember what I just said. I didn't need glasses. I drove the car without glasses. The only time I ever needed glasses, at 65, I used to use reading glasses. That's it.
We
just
have a caller,
glasses.
Chris? Sorry to interrupt my
We have Sheila Young.
Okay. Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. Sheila Young, how you doing,
that
Sheila?
Name somewhere.
Hello. Hey, how Sheila. Is everybody? Happy anniversary.
Thank you,
Sheila.
You too.
You too. Happy anniversary to all of us.
Very exciting. I wanted to congratulate you on a year and to say that I wish another year of success.
Thank you. Thanks to Lighthouse. We'll be on for at least to March 2018.
That's
they just
awesome.
Signed us up again. Yep.
Awesome. What does the show mean to me? I think what it means is we are educating so many people as to the fact that we are successful, independent people, and we don't sit at home doing nothing. So I think that's the most important thing that we're doing. And I do want to remind everyone that our GOCB trivia night is Saturday, April 8th, at the VFW at 3500 South Goldenrod Road in Orlando. It's $25 per person. It is a lot of fun. And if anybody needs more information, they can get in touch with Michael and Lynn, and I can get in touch with them. So,
alrighty.
Thank you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks for calling in.
Happy
Sheila.
Anniversary.
Thank you for calling in.
And by the way, before we go any further, thanks for calling in, Sheila.
Going to break.
Before we go any further, remember blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's our website. Look it up. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any podcast, go there, listen to any show. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the break.